Oh shit, oh, I'm already recording. Oh shit, alright. Hello there.
Yes, we are back at 3:26 a.m. July 18th, 2019, and I am on another smoke break. I have done very well at my job today. I think so. But I was just sitting out here and, you know, I'm just smoking and I'm chilling. And I was just kind of, you know, just thinking about some funny things that I was kind of already dealing with in the short time of me working here at the Oakland Eye Center. And what the fuck is he doing? Okay, so I'm looking at a guy who looks like he's in a construction small fucking pickup bulldozer. And he literally just went from one side of being on the outside of two vehicles to the middle, fucking turned around in between the both of them, went out, and then parked on the other side. And now he's over there tweaking. Anyways, he's tripping. Anyways, I was getting high and I was chilling. I was thinking about things that I've been dealing with while I've been, you know, working here. And so I looked over and I see this mural, this really, really beautiful mural. So I want to talk to you guys about what they all are, and what I think about them, you know? Okay, so this first one on the very left, you can come check this mural out too, on your by your damn self at the Oakland Eye Center. Just come to the back where, you know, the parking lot looks, and you will see what our, okay, let me think how to explain this. They're all hands, arms and hands, and they're different religions, they're different cultures, they are also different beings, and they're different meanings and shit like that. It's fucking dope, okay? So, try to keep the joint lit while I'm doing this. Fat Doinks and Amish, rest in peace to my boy, you know what I'm saying? Whatever his name was, I can't even think about it right now. Damn it, drawing a blank. But I know his name. R.P. Mac Miller. You know, I got him playing in the background right now. So this first hand, it's light blue and it's white. It has, you know, it looks like a female hand, but a female being, like a higher being. You know, she has nails, obviously, they're pretty blue. And then the palm, it has an eye that falls within an eye that falls within an eye that falls within another one. And it's also holding 1, 2, 3 in between its fingers. So if you can imagine you having your hand with your thumb down and your three fingers holding, or your 1, 2, 3, your four fingers holding an eye in each space that you can see, those three spaces in your hand, that's what it's holding. And that one's cool, right? That's cool. And this second one, I'm not really understanding so much, but I know this weed is definitely helping me envision on what I'm thinking I'm looking at. It looks like the bottom part of the forearm, like where the arm would be connected to the rest of the body, is all water. And there's like some kind of explosion and the water's coming out and it's hitting what the rest of the hand is yellow, right? And I don't know. I don't want to be sexist. It could be a male's hand with red fingernail polish and green trim, or it could be a female hand, you know? Hashtag equality. I'm so high right now. Okay, so this water is like hitting into the third part, or into this yellow, just a yellow hand. And then at the top of the hand, it's like pointing, but gently pointing. And on the top of the finger, there's an old woman in a blue dress and like Cinderella shoes, sitting on a chair, smiling like as if she's being her portrait has been taken. Now the next one, there's two hands, and these two are connecting like they're meeting, you know, like save me type shit. And the top hand, okay, this is really weird to explain. So the top hand, you know how the arm would go to connect to the body? Obviously, it's not there. The very top of the arm are clouds, and they're pretty ass clouds. And then it's like an unraveled arm, like it's being tightened, you know, but you could see the insides for about one, two winds. And then the rest of it, you can obviously see it's the sky, the blue, the light blue, beautiful prettiness of the sky. And then the rest of the color from the fucking wrist down to the fingers, it's another cloud, right? And now the other hand looks like it's earth. Not earth, but like Mother Nature, like the green forests, you know? And then the hand is dark brown. Like as if the sky and the earth are connecting or something. And that one is my fucking favorite. The next one is sick as fuck. More like a psychedelic kind of one. The bones are yellow, like as if you were able to look in an x-ray in your hand and see your bone structure, it'd be yellow. But it's not obviously a bone structure, but it is to this figure. Okay. In the middle, there is what looks like a planet with a windy crevice through it from one end to the other. It even goes through the hand on both sides. Like if you can imagine you're looking at your palm while you're looking at it from the inside, and there was like a crevice or emptiness from the left to the right. And it's pink and yellow and red. The planet is red, the skeleton structure is yellow, and the body or the hand is pink. And now the fourth one. Damn. Okay, this fourth one looks like it's a red man. He's a red boy. But he looks not too much like a boy, maybe 19. You know, very demonic. He has a lot of gold on his toes and his fingers. That's all he really has gold on. He looks like he's wearing like diapers that are adjustable to size. So he has like a little string he can pull to adjust the size of the tension or something. But he's sitting on two fingers. Okay. So like as if if you're from the Bay, you know what it is when you throw up Hayward. You throw up two fingers and you keep the other down. So he's sitting in between those two fingers that you're keeping down. And he's having both his arms rest over the pinky and the first finger. And his hands are dangling down to like about the wrist area. And then there's a nice gold chain, you know, on the wrist. You know, he's all iced out, whatever this being is that's holding him. And right next to him, there is, okay, in this hand, it's just the hand. And there's a, on the pinky, and then on the index or on the marriage finger, there's a moon with two dots on top, two dots on bottom. And then the third one, it's like live above the influence sign, but like how you draw an arrow regularly, and then one in the middle of that, like two more slanted lines, and then one underneath that. And then in the first finger, two dots on top with the arrow pointing downward to two cats that are very, very detailed, actually, now that I look at them. Holy shit. There's a white cat with a third eye that's open. The cat is white with small gray stripes. Or I don't even know if I should call them stripes. They're not really stripes. They're like streaks following its body pattern of how it's laying. It's pretty dope. And the right eye is blue. The left eye is green with black pupils. And the third eye in the forehead is fucking yellow with a black pupil. And then there's a black cat, like, it's being fucked by it or grabbed by it, like it's falling or some shit. And this one doesn't have a third eye. It's the same kind of pattern, small gray streaks following his body pattern or his body structure or whatever. He has green eyes with, like, an explosion. Like, you know when you see kapow on, like, a comic book and it says the word kapow through, like, a little exclamation? That's what it looks like is on his fucking forehead. I hope that was a good description. And then underneath it, like, on the forearm, I guess, there's, like, mountains with the aurora lights sitting over them. And that shit's pretty sick. I know this is, these are, let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 more hands that I'm talking about. Hold on, let me change my song. To what's in living in Atlanta? No, I'm just playing. See what else I got. Slapping. Ooh, shout out Jid. Shout out Dreamville. Shout out J. Cole. Shout out Luke. Shout out Bass. Shout out Ari Lennox. Shout out Jid. Shout out Earth Gang. You know what it is. We out here. Anyways. So the next arm is a very long black arm, and it has blue, the veins are lightning bolts, and in its hand, it's like, if you ever seen Naruto, it's like holding a Rasengan in its hand. If you don't know what a Rasengan is, or Naruto is, imagine, like, you having, blue beam, a ball that's like electrical, or is really your chakra, really, and it's sitting in your hand. All right, anyways, moving on. The next one's a female hand, obviously, because of the long nails and the female face. Okay, this one's hard to explain, so I will do my best. This hand, it's positioned in a certain way, like it's flowing with the wind. The pinky, the index, or the marriage and the flipping off finger are kind of curved, facing downward. And oh, I don't feel like such a weirdo right now outside in Oakland talking about these hands to my motherfucking phone. Oh my God, bro. And then it's just kind of awkward. Anyways, so this hand is like peach, right? And then, on the first finger, it's not complete. Like, you can see the inside of the hand, but it's blue. It's a really pretty blue. And then the same thing for the upside of the underneath. It's like a 3D. You'd have to be here to see it. But it's the same thing like it is on the bottom half. And then when you go down past where the wrist is, it's a woman's face. Well, just her eyes, her nose, and then a little bit underneath of that, it's like where her mouth would be, there's a gap. Like how it is up on top of the finger, you can see inside it, it's blue. Same thing, the rest is just the forearm. Now the next one kind of throws me off a bit, but I don't know. I can also upload a picture of this fucking mural, but you know, I'll do my best because I got a shitty ass Samsung, so I'll do my best. I'll try to get a friend's iPhone to do it for me. Check me out on SoundCloud, check me out on Spotify, and on Anchor, you know. Gia Jose, that's my name, but you know, it's late night talks with the janitor. Anyways, enough shouting me out. The next arm is like, it's confusing because it's obviously a Native American or a Mexican man's hand with a, I don't know what kind of bird it is, but it's sitting on his marriage finger, and it looks, okay, the top, very top skull of the bird. God fucking damn it. I don't know how fucking, I'm so irritated. I looked down at my phone and my shit was turned off. So I don't know how far I have to go back with these hands, but I'm not going to do all of that. I'm going to just continue from where I was. Just know, if I didn't describe some of them, personally request me to do it, I'll do it. If I get enough requests, like 4 or 3. But anyways, the hand that I'm on right now is like it's like a multicolored skinned hand. Multiple colors, but they faded it in really nicely. Pink, blue, red, orange, teal, what else am I looking at? Tan, brown, turquoise, violet, fucking lime green, yellow, everything, anything. It's sick. And it's playing the piano in midair-ish. It's just the keyboards, though, of the piano. And if you guys haven't heard of Jungle, oh my god, you should check them out. They slap. That's just a little taste of that. That's the middle of the song. You guys probably don't even care about it, but trust me, the jungle slaps. So the next hand is like if you can imagine Miss Ivy from Batman, who is Batman's one of his worst nemesis, like veins, but they are fucking vines, you know, like roots. And then it's holding a plant inside it, and it has green hands. It's a whole green hand with green nails. It's pretty. It's obviously a female hand. Now the next one is obviously a hand made out of fire that forms into its pinky being bent down and its marriage finger being bent down, and it has two fingers pointing to the sky and one thing of the thumb alongside it. That's pretty sick. Now, these last, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, the last three are really interesting to me the most. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five, but the three that I'm gonna point out are coming up next. So, this one is it's a hand, but it's like a phantom hand. It's like a hand that isn't even really there. It's like the cosmos. And, hold on. Anyways, okay. So it's like the cosmos, you know, like how the wind or the air is in the earth. You don't see it, but you know it's there. So it's holding a skull of a dead animal, and it looks like it could have been, what kind of animal could that have been? Some kind of carnivore. Big eyes, small face though, like it was maybe medium sized. Anyways, like a German Shepherd kind of size animal, but obviously ancient. And underneath it, there's like three planets, three different sizes, but they're all white, and they all have different amount of moons. The first one is really, really small, maybe about, it's like an inch and a diameter, and it has three moons. And next to it is like 2.5-3 inches, and it has four moons. And the next one is about, I don't know, 7 inches, whatever, in diameter. And they do these pretty goddamn perfectly. And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with a belt around it, like Saturn or something. But there's eight moons. And then that's like on the hand from the wrist down, like a small section of the wrist down. And then you can see the inside of it, but it looks like ham, you know, with pink dots in it. It's kind of weird. And there's like a sun or another planet with more rings around it. And it looks like it's exploding and debris is flying everywhere. And underneath it, there's a red sun or a red planet with with winds. It looks like there's winds or something flying by it viciously. And underneath it, there's an obvious comic belt, you know, and then underneath that, they're all the same size, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4 planets, planets, I'm going to call them, and they have 1, 2, 3, one, or the red planet, the first planet on top, and they're like falling in the in a line, you know. And the red planet has two stars. That one underneath it has or two moons, and the one underneath it has one moon, and the other two don't. But at the bottom is like the hugest fucking planet, and it's really bright. Obviously, you can tell from what they drew onto it, and it's pretty sick. So, hold on. I'm getting tired of Lil Wayne right now. Hey, 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 I know. Hey, 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 hey. I know. Nah, it's my shit though. Okay, so the next one, this is my favorite one. Next to fucking the one that looks like Earth and the sky are meeting together. So, this one is like, hold on. All right, anyways. So, I should roll another joint. That's what I'm probably going to do. The next one is it's a hand that's holding like a it has like a ball that has multiple, it's a complex ball, like a, I don't know, like a hex cube, but in a ballish form, and it's levitating in the hand, and it has a blue X inside of it, and over on top of that, there's like a really anorexic being that's blue, and he doesn't have a face. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fingers on all hands and toes, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, on all toes and hands. And it has like a halo all the way around its head. And but there's like a like also like it's a complex one, like a hex cube or a hypercube. I'm sorry. Scientists and astronomers, they use that kind of, they use hypercube to explain fifth dimensions. It's a whole nother topic, whatever. And so underneath, and then on the wrist of this hand that's levitating these things, there's a serpent, and it's super sick as fuck. It has three eyes, but they're in two different positions. The eyes are on the, it's two eyes are on the neck, one on the face where eye would regularly be. It doesn't have a nose. And it has really, really long teeth. And it's really strong and red, dark red, violent kind of red with blue and a little bit of yellow, you know, to enhance it. And so the next hand is a lot less complex. It's literally a hand holding the sun in its palm, and then it's the planets aligned in order. You know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. Now, the next one is like a Chinese hand. And it's holding like a Chinese kind of drawing looking of a snake. You know, it has all the kind of colors. It could be Japanese. I could be wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong from both of those. I don't know. I'm not trying to be racist. I just don't know. I'm, you know, I'm not that educated on that kind of shit. And then the last one is just the hand holding, are these, I don't know, what kind of flowers these are, I'm not, like I said, I don't fucking know my shit sometimes. And on the wrist, it's, it has a wolf with a window in the background, and it's really nice, really pretty, you know? So yeah, that is my mural at the OIC. That is my motherfucking favorite thing to look at when I come out here and smoke, you know? Let's see. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, goddammit, you know? I appreciate the love. Shit, I can still talk for a little bit longer, though, huh? It's 3:56. Shit, I wonder how much time... Goddammit. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. With the janitor. We're logging in for another little, you know, talk podcast thing going on today. It's not late night. It's about 5:25 p.m., but you know, still tuning in. I got a special guest with me here today. What do you go by? We got the chef. We have the chef. Everybody, applaud.
What's up, everybody? Chef tapping in. You know, just about to get it in real quick. I'm spit something about some music, my job, what's going on in our life, all that other good shit. If you relate to anything we're doing, like and comment, bro. All feedback is good feedback. You know.
We're just out here smoking some weed. We drink some beers, you know.
Legal in California, thank you.
Yeah, it's legal in Cali, you know, drinking beers. We're overage, you know, we're out here doing a goddamn thing. We don't really kick it too often because, you know, I'm a janitor and he's a chef, so we have opposing schedules, but, you know, hang out when we can.
When we get it in, we get it in.
It's my boy Mike. My boy Mike and Brock, right? Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Okay, so I kind of wanted to touch base about a couple different things, but I don't really know where to start exactly. So we'll just okay, yeah, we'll start off with, you know, I guess the music. Fuck it. Who are you listening to right now? Who's new or who's, you know what?
Right
tell
now,
people what you listen to.
Right now, I'm currently listening to that boy Logic, you know. Okay, that boy really got some flow. Super, super lyrical. And he definitely touches on a lot of, you know, topics that a lot of people are afraid to talk about. So it's definitely a person that you need to go check out. He is going on tour very soon. We have already gotten our tickets, and we will be there. So, Jid's also going to be there. He's going to touch bases on that. He loves Jid and the majority of Dreamville. So, we're going to do that. I've already been to a Logic concert. My wife has been to several Logic concerts, but this is gonna be my first time seeing Jid. And, you know, I'm
excited as fuck. I love Jid. Shout out Dreamville. Shout out Luke. Shout out Omen. Shout out Boss. Shout out J. Cole. Shout out Jid. Shout out Ari Lennox.
I literally just told them that you were a huge Dreamville fan.
That's hella funny. I'm out shouting everybody up.
Yeah. So this we're gonna
right here.
We're gonna be right there. You know, gonna tap in. You guys got any music or any artists that you want us to listen to? Comment that. That way I can get it in. And go see what's up with them.
Damn, this is a whole bunch of me. What the? Golly! Damn. Hey, when he said there was buds in here, he wasn't playing. You were telling them what about exactly?
That we're planning on going to see Logic and Jid. We're going to be doing that. And
October 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even bought my tickets yet.
At the new Chase Center.
I might not even be able to go because I haven't bought my tickets yet. Dude, they might be sold out.
You need to talk to Zach already and fucking do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Zach in a couple weeks. Or honestly, I've talked to him, but he ain't been answering the phone. When I call him to try to tell him, hey, your hoodie's here, I got it, or your vest, whatever. Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do that. We're gonna have some fun. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, you know what I've been listening to though lately is well, everybody knows I listen to Joey Badass. I'm actually about to go to his concert, but he's put on a couple of people that I kind of like now, you know. There's Kirk Knight, there's somebody else, and A La Soul, that's his name, A La Soul, and they go hard. They're some like Nas slash like old feel soul kind of music, you know, and I fucks with it, honestly, you know. I like it. The persona of the people that they're putting out is pretty dope. But,
so, I'm sorry to cut you off. So, I want to talk about...
joint, right? Nah, those buds are small, huh?
Listen, Jay.
Yeah, all right, let me see.
But, so I think we should touch upon some problems that go on in the Bay Area or in California.
Traffic.
Majority.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Fights.
Let's start with drugs.
Abandonment.
Let's start with drugs, because you know what? Drugs are a horrible thing that's going on in the Bay Area.
You know, as a matter of fact, the other day I was wondering what the most used drug in the entire world is, and it gave
heroin.
It gave me a different answer. It told me the most used drug in California, and it gave me a percentage of how many people in California have either done this drug, or on it, or will be on it. And it says 90% of fucking Californians are on it. They said your construction workers, some of your teachers, your engineers.
But what was it?
Meth.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm serious.
Then 90% of California will try meth or use it.
Has been or is on it. And I was like, okay, well, let me see how many people live in California. 56 million people. We are the third largest or the eighth largest economy in the entire world.
Yeah.
So
we can be our own country.
We can be alongside with Texas and alongside with, I think, New York or some shit. We have a lot of people. Out of 50 million, I don't even know what 90% is of 50 million. What?
57 30? Million? It's like 50 million.
You know what I'm saying? So, drugs is... it's a, don't do them, damn it. Dare, okay? Don't... whatever don't do dare drugs, stands for, like...
shit. Drugs are really expensive?
I mean, I know a guy who went into a program last year, you know? He fucking... mm-hmm. How to get his shit straight. He was losing his housing, friends, his girlfriend, his mind, his I don't know how to say it, but like his self.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that happens a lot with these fucking hard drugs, man. You know, you get lost in the drug. The drug doesn't even, you don't even get lost, man. You get lost for a second, and then the drug just grabs you and takes a hold of it. And just keeps running with it, bro.
At that point, you don't think you're lost. You think you know where you're going.
Yeah, it's because really, it's the drugs talking.
You're just being steered a certain way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like,
yeah, I'll give you some, though. I'll give you a hell of it right now.
This nigga's like, I'll be picking. I'll pick you out some.
No, I'm just saying, I'll give you, like, half, you know. Okay. Right, I didn't even know this was...
this nigga's like, I gave it to you if I didn't know.
I didn't know it was going to be this much.
Then you got another one?
Yeah.
Like that?
Half a one.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
This nigga's like, now I got a full one.
I'm just like, damn, bro. I really do got to pick through it, huh?
Honestly, bro, I think that, personally, the drug that I really would get off the street right now, if I could, is I would take heroin away from people. I would take opiate away from people.
Okay.
Opium. Because
are you
that shit's
about
wrong.
Fentanyl? Because fentanyl,
I'm talking about
heroin,
fentanyl. I'm talking about heroin. I'm talking about syrup. I'm talking about syrup, nigga. I'm talking about
Oxys,
everything all the way across, bro.
Everything in any
if,
form.
If I could get rid of opiates altogether, I would.
I would too.
I would. Because opiates have done nothing besides ruin people's lives.
Everything has. I feel like this is a talk that I'm wanting to have with somebody, but like, what drug is the worst?
Heroin. Heroin off the tops. You know why I believe heroin is the worst?
Why?
Because when you take heroin and, you know, you do it and then you stop doing it. Like, let's say you take heroin one day, right?
You want
the next, this? Sure. The next day you show up, the next day you're going to want heroin.
I'm like, do you want all that? Like, what the fuck? How does that even... what is the math with this, you know?
I don't know, but I got that big boy right here.
Exactly. There's hell of them in there, bro. I'm telling
but,
you.
But, yeah, dude, you can... you can withdraw from heroin and die the very first time you use heroin. It's like... You can't just stop out the gate. You can die doing that.
you can, you have to wing it off like you do Xans.
That's why they have these methadone clinics and shit like that to fucking keep people from coming down so damn hard.
I know somebody who was taking 8 Xans a day. And it was 4 in the morning and 4 at night.
You remember when I had them greens?
Yeah, and I used to watch him do it. You know, I used to do a little bit here and there, but that was once in a blue moon, you know. But I was watching him do it, and it got to the point where he had to go from 8 in a day to about 7 to about 5 to about 4 for a while, 4, and then from 4 down to like 2 to like nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's
it got
hard.
It got to a point where he was, you know, finna tee off on him because he was doing it way too much and he was ruining everything with everyone, you know? And it was like, dude, you gotta wake up, bro, you know? So
drugs will do you in, bro.
Yeah.
It don't matter what kind of past you got. It don't matter what kind of fucking...
It is a nice note.
This, that, and the third, bro. Like, it don't matter, bro. Like, drugs will take you. Yeah. It don't matter if you're the fucking child of a president. Drugs will take you. And that'll be it.
Do you see them all? You see them all immediately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, damn, you gotta
I mean,
sit there.
Get into the real micro.
Yeah, that's bro. What I'm saying. You gotta sit there and pick, but, you know, still, though. What the hell? Don't say I never did nothing for you. No.
You better not say I never did nothing for you.
So listen. Okay, so let's switch up the topic and let's get into
Wait, hold on. Before you go and switch the topic, let us know what you guys think in the comments. Let us know if you guys think that what do you feel is worse, heroin or meth? Give me feedback. What's
alcohol,
worse?
Alcohol be up there too, bro.
I mean,
there's
honestly,
a lot
bro,
of
yes.
People fucking ruin their shit off.
There's a whole thing, you know? Just dedicated to just alcohol.
That's true. Programs and all, days and everything.
I'm telling you, bro.
So let's talk about honestly, let's talk about some real shit right now.
Here we go. I regret not taking the chances that I should have.
That you should have, huh?
Yeah, I regret. Mind you, I'm only 24.
Right.
I'm not hella old.
We're not
hella
old. Yeah. You know, I'm 23. You know.
I'm 24 years old, man. Like, I have a wife now, a daughter, the whole shit, and you know, I wouldn't give that up for the fucking world. But, you know, I was a whole different person back in the day. When I was in high school, I played football. I was going to go to play Fresno State. Like, I lost everything, man. And, you know, I wish I would have woke up a little bit earlier and fucking got my shit together a lot faster. But, you know, if I had done that, I wouldn't have got back with my wife. Or I wouldn't be with my wife because we never would have
met,
like, reconnected.
Oh,
because
yeah,
we've
right.
Known each other since we were in daycare.
Right.
But I would have never came back after high school.
You, her, and Ted used to be partners, right?
Partners,
y'all was day ones. You know what's funny?
Yeah,
I see Ted down by Lincoln, Lincoln fucking basketball court school in downtown by my job.
Lincoln, a little continuation school?
It's like a basketball court, really. I think it is a continuation school.
Yeah, my partner went there.
They always play people on there. See him. But anyways, yeah, so no regrets, huh?
I mean, yeah,
honestly,
a lot of them, bro. Like,
I think I have a couple of them.
I regret not waking up faster. I regret not fucking, you know, doing what as, you know, as well as I could have, bro. Like, I could have been great. I could have been a professional athlete. I could have did all that shit.
We could have.
But,
you
know,
could've?
I didn't see it, bro. I just didn't see the future, bro. I was in foster care most of my life, so I didn't.
Right.
All I really cared about was just getting to the next day, and then that was good enough.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. After that, I've been there. Good
without having, yeah, let me get to the next day without having to move again, bro.
Right. I always kept my shit in my suitcase, packed and ready to go, just in
case.
That's
what I'm saying. Straight out the laundry, straight back in the suitcase. Mm-hmm. Like, man. So you know, it gets to be. There's a lot of things that I would do.
Foster care, that's another thing we could touch upon, but in a different episode.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about foster care in another episode. But yeah, like I said, bro, there's a lot of things that I regret in my life. But honestly, if I live thinking about my regrets, I'm never going to move forward to something better. You know what I mean? God didn't put those fucking things. He didn't have me fail at those things for no reason. You know what I mean? There's no way. Because it was never anything that was...
Well, that's where...
It was all my own choices that fucked me up. Yeah. It was never, like, wrong place, wrong time. None of that shit. No. I did what
there's,
I did, and I got my sometimes fucking...
sometimes where it's like, damn, if I literally just would have stayed at the fucking house, I wouldn't have ran into this situation. I wouldn't be here right now.
But in the end... Like, let's say, yeah, you did that. But if you would have stayed home, you wouldn't have fought.
You're like, I'm glad I got through it, though.
Like,
now I know.
In the long run, yes.
I've been around that block.
Yeah, I ain't got to do that again.
Right. If I do, then I already know how to handle it damn near.
But also, the way I see it, bro, yeah, if I wouldn't have left the house, I wouldn't have fought this guy, right? And gone to jail and the whole shit. But it was my choice to fight him. I did that. And nobody else told me to do that. I had free will. I chose to man up. I chose to take this confrontation head on and physical. So I chose it. I chose that path. When I got caught with the weed in my pants at school, that made me lose my scholarship and everything else. I chose to sell weed that day. That was my choice. That was what I was going to do.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have done it, or if I would have just stayed home and called it a day and then met him at the park after the thing, I wouldn't have got caught.
It would have been a lot smoother.
And I could have stayed home. And I could have stayed home, but that's not what happened. I chose to go to school. I chose to do it at school, and I got my consequence.
Hey, but back in the day, though, if you weren't at school, you were a loser. Literally. If you weren't at school, what were you really doing? Besides if you were sick or had a funeral, how are you doing? You know, or something like that. You were
dude, honestly, bro, every person that didn't go to school back then that we all looked up to, thought they were thug as shit, this, that, and the thing, what are they doing?
They're either dead in jail, got five kids in debt like a motherfucker to everybody and anybody.
So basically, either they ain't shit, they're in jail or prison.
Right.
That's what it is.
Or they're dead.
We already said that.
Yeah, because I remember I used to rock with my partners when I was living in Sobrani. It was Dre, Shanti, J-Bo, me, Shannon, and Jonathan.
Big thug.
And Jonathan was Otis's son, and I was best friends with Jonathan. And then, you know, all of them, they all knew him through Otis and all them, right? And Shannon was like our age now when I was 15, me and Jonathan like 15, 14. He was like 23 and whatnot. And so the other day I'm riding with Otis, and he goes, damn, look, there goes Shanti and Dre. And I look over, and I'm like, damn, I can tell Shanti's tall ass with no dreads, and Dre sitting there tweaking next to each other, just sitting there, just like, and I'm like, over there on 9A by Elmhurst. And I'm like, that's Dre
right there,
and Shanti?
That little cutty ass park?
Yeah, oh, bro, right on the up, bro. And I was like, that's Dre and Shanti? He goes, yeah. I'm like, what happened? He goes, well, you should know, you got away from it last year. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, we're having a podcast. You want to join?
No, they gotta be home in an hour.
It's 6.
It's almost 6.
Well, I gotta be home by 7:30.
Oh. Take a Tylenol. Then what am I supposed to do if you won't take a Tylenol?
I'll help watch your daughter instead of sitting there playing with weed.
Oh my God, she's fucking annoying. Sitting there on her phone.
Cat. Obviously, right?
That's a fucking shame, dude.
Do you listen to podcasts? Fuck no. What do you even
do? We got a special guest here. You know, we're featuring it's the late night talk show
with the
janitor and the snack bar attendant.
And the snack bar attendant. Well, they know you're here, you ding dong in this show.
And we got a special guest today.
Loiterer.
The loiterer. We got the loiterer. Same stuff, same
What's
name.
What's up? My name's Pat.
Nope, the loiterer.
The loiterer.
Hey.
This one should be you just interviewing Pat.
Yeah, that's what I was about to do right now. So, howdy.
What's up?
Howdy.
What the hell? He's so nervous.
Once again. Once again. Howdy.
Howdy.
How old are you?
I don't know. I'm 17.
What the f-
bro, literally, you're not even gonna use your real name. That's the thing.
You're not
used already. So.
It used. It,
honestly, you have to say you're 18 because then he has to.
After the consent form.
You started then.
No.
No, this is, 18, that's right? Great, cousin. You're 18, right? Aren't you 18?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there it is. All right, Pat. Woo woo.
So Pat, what was your latest dream?
No clue. I'm boring.
You don't have dreams?
Nope. That's
sad. Yeah, this guy sad. Fucking sucks, bro.
Sad.
All right, well, hold on. Here.
No, bro. Think. All right, just make up a dream.
Interview me, Pat. Can you interview me?
Here,
you
Pat.
Talk, then. It's your podcast.
But I'm just here to listen.
Pat's awkward, bro.
Nah. All right, ask him why his shoes are painted.
Why are your shoes painted, bro?
The forest here, you know.
Don't even think.
What's the garden?
Look.
At the garden.
Tell us about that. Tell us about your project.
Don't even.
Bro,
don't
you just renovate a garden, bro.
Go, keep on going.
Sue me? Are you gonna sue me?
Nah. Oh, we're starting again? Alright, okay. So Pat's gonna sue Jose.
All of a sudden.
He's going to court.
He's trying all right, to
how about,
brand new.
How about tell us the day you got those glasses?
I'll
tell us about that.
I got legally blind, you know. I was Asian, so I was
not
born with these
you
eyes.
Got blind? How you got those specific glasses?
You go to Target, you know, and
then
you just buy them.
How was your day that day, though? What'd you eat?
That day. I had some dog, you know, some duck.
Bro, you don't have to be funny. Just tell us a story.
Bro, I don't got no story, bro.
What did you eat that day that you got those specific glasses? Is that a hard question?
I don't fucking know. Huh? That was years ago.
You need to work on your memory. All right. What'd you eat today?
Fucking ice cream, bro.
And? Like, what kind of ice cream? Was there any toppings?
What the fuck?
From
like,
where?
No,
like, bro. He's like, I didn't know I was going to be interviewed.
Exactly. But when you ate. All right. You ate ice cream from where?
This place called Humphrey Slocombe.
From where?
It's like this ice cream truck.
I know. Where at?
In East Oakland?
Nah, near YMCA. Oh.
You don't know about the red one in East Oakland.
He definitely don't. You remember that
no.
one?
I remember one that was blacked out.
It and still comes around my hood.
The blacked out one?
No,
the red one.
The red one.
I heard they're selling cocaine out of there.
Shit, they might.
I don't live in a hood, my guy. So.
But you remember the black one? I don't know. It was on 98th and like Sunnyside all the time.
Yeah.
And they only sold two types of ice cream.
Yeah.
And white teas and black teas.
All the time.
But they also sold the Endo.
That Endo, good dough, smoke, bro. Let me see this. All right, so that was an attempt to try to interview my boy, the loiterer.
Yeah.
As you can see, he's literally just loitering around my podcast right now. So, you know,
literally
just loitering right now. You know, so anyways, sorry that he sucks.
What was I gonna say? Right now we got Jose breaking down some clips.
Some clips, you know what it is?
You don't know what that one is from New York, or was it South?
From Bompton. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think my friend from the South that used to go to school with me in high school,
mm-hmm.
He called them clips. I was like, what are you talking about? You talking about these doobies?
Right.
I was like, what
the fuck? That's hella funny.
Shout out Stacy.
Shout out Jimmy. You know what I'm saying?
All right, how about
shout
this?
Shout out Parker. Shout out, fuck Jason. shout out the janitor for keeping shit clean every night. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Glenn for giving me my hours constantly.
All right, tell us the story about how you got that backpack.
This backpack right here?
Yeah. It's a, let me describe it for the people. It's a backpack with a
wet.
Beret.
It's wet.
With a barrage or beret.
Yeah, that's
it?
Red.
I know, I said beret, like a lot of Marvel characters.
A collage.
Collage, whatever. and it says like pow, boom, wow, whatever. It's a pretty cool backpack.
It's like a sixth grader backpack, but you know,
it's a saucy sixth grader like me.
It is, yeah, like me, bro. No, me. He swears up and down.
Well, Jose was the type to carry his shit in his hands.
No, oh god, oh god. Me and the janitor.
He brought one binder.
No, not me and the janitor. Me and the snack bar attendant. We went to middle school together. So, but anyways,
really?
Yeah, we did.
You want to ask us a question about that?
Oh, bro. He's just going to loiter. That's all he's going to do is just loiter. Nah, but anyways, what was I going to say? So, honestly, I was at my best friend's house. Shout out, Natalie. And then,
Hey, you remember my backpack in middle school with the bitch in the back? The Jansport?
Yeah, I do. Fucking. So, I went over to her house, right? I went over to my best friend's house and we were chilling. We were like, I think we were rolling up. Or no, she was cleaning her room or something. And I was on the gram. And then
Instagram, for those that don't know.
Yeah. And then I seen this backpack and I'm like, oh, wait. You should let me have this. And she was like, okay. And then I was like, and then I was like, for real? And she goes, actually, hold on.
The alpha dominant. All right, go on.
You're hella stupid.
So you were like, actually, yeah? And then
she was like, for real? I was like, for real? She was like, yeah, but let me ask my sister. And then I was like, all right. And so then she asked her sister, and because it was her sister's when she was in school. Somebody wanted him. It's a hand-me-down. I'll tell you that. So now I got it, and I'm about to retire it because I ain't letting this go because this is going to be an antique real soon.
Collector's item.
Collector's item. Look how old it is. But anyways,
vintage.
I'm gonna get me a new one. I'm gonna get me a new one though.
You should have went to Columbia, the sale we had. I forgot about that shit too. I had shit to pay.
Yeah.
I think it ended the 20th this month though. You remember we had the deals?
What deals?
We go to the Columbia store and we got like.
Oh yeah. Huh? You go there? No.
I didn't go.
Do you go there, though?
No. I get all my Columbia strictly from Kohl's on Black Friday.
He said on from Kohl's.
On Black Friday.
Hey, this is a generation joint right now, so. We're on the time, huh?
I'm a real loiterer.
Yeah, Pat's just loitering. Get away from in front of my podcast, just loitering, bro. What are you doing? He's going to loiter?
All right, let's go back to Pat. Ask Pat something.
So, Pat, why are you so nervous?
Oh, no. Come closer.
Come closer so the mic can hear you, bro. Anyways, like, you're loitering. Loiter over here.
All right, Pat. You don't want to ask him
something? Honestly, real quick, what I want to talk about... Oh, yeah. Fuck Jason. Nah. That's my boy, though, you know. That's the homie. For those who don't know who that is, that's the skate guard. Shout out the skate guard, though, for keeping people safe from falling. Or if they fall.
Or just recording.
Or just recording.
Recording the falls.
Yeah, whatever it is that you guys do, shout out.
So, Pat. When was your first day at OIC?
Yeah, when was your first day loitering at the Oakland Ice Center?
Wasn't really loitering, I mean. I just came to skate. That was it.
What else? Keep going in detail.
You walked in and how were you greeted?
I was greeted like...
With the best customer service because OIC got the best customer service.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing.
Especially at the snack bar, see me. I take tips on the low.
On the low. Off scene.
Off scene.
All right, your first day.
All right, Pat, you're my view. Yeah. I can literally see my viewers depleting right now, Pat. I got like 15 viewers.
Two consistent ones, though.
Three
consistent
ones. But still, I've had 15 views on all five on my shit. He beating his dog in there or something, but damn, I'm cool.
All right. Now, Jose, describe your container of doobie.
So, I was doing a trimming job, and I got weed. And smoked all my doobies, but I smoked a lot of weed, but I kept my doobies and I put them in a tajin bottle. Tajin, bro.
Jose had to pour out the tajin.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Did you?
I did.
You're a dingus. I've never seen somebody finish a tajin.
I know. I poured it out into a Ziploc bag, but then the bag broke, so I just said, fucking, just threw it away.
They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
It's like chewy.
It's like $1.89. Yeah, have you ever been out of Chinatown, Pat?
No, bro.
Nah, I'm just kidding. He said no. I'm just kidding. Hashtag no racism, hashtag equality. Hashtag equal rights.
Yeah, I used to work at a Mexican. I used to work at La Piñata.
Oh, did you?
No. Mi Pueblo. I worked at La Piñata too, but that's a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they, ironically, it was a lot of Asian people that went there. Because we had the jug.
You want this anymore? I'm kind of high. I mean, you just smoked it. What time is it? What time you got to go back?
Like in 10 minutes.
Okay, we good then. What was I going to say, though? I was going to say, did you hear about the new Taco Bell that sells alcohol over here in California now?
Where?
Pacifica Beach. I went there with my boy, the chef, uh-huh. And his wife, a car dealer. Uh-huh. And then,
there's some cheese in there.
Uh-huh. Car dealership, yeah. And then, I went with moms and sis, you know what I'm saying? So, it was lit. They sell alcohol, they sell you beer, or like, but like they put like little shots in like slushies, yeah. Taco Bell, and
slushies.
Uh huh.
They call it the freezes.
Little freezes, yeah.
You dingus! I had them when they first came out when they're Frutista freezes. They put the strawberries.
For real? Oh yeah, I remember those. So
you're not a Taco Bell.
I'm a Taco Bell fan, bro. Okay. You just hit that.
And they only had mango and strawberry. They put strawberries on top.
What was I going to say, though? I was going to say, it's hella dope because there's only one over there in Paradise. Well, it's Vegas, but Paradise. Did you know Paradise is actually its own little spot, and Vegas is built around Paradise? Strip is Paradise. Somebody was telling me about it. I think it's bullshit, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I could just be saying it wrong. So, yeah. But anyways. It was a pretty cool Taco Bell. The beach was right next to it. It was pretty sick, you know. I was literally one of the first people to try that Taco Bell or be there because they had opened up the day before that I went. So, it was lit.
One of those hockey ones that we got for free. Oh, you don't work there, but we in closure we got these for free.
What? I didn't get one.
I know. Last time.
Oh, last year.
And tie dyed it. It was all white. Sick.
What?
It's some professional tie dyeing right here.
Yeah, no, it's not that good of a job, but you know, it's all right.
Professional tie dye.
It's not professional tie dye, but it's tie.
It's like that Canadian shit.
I mean, it does look kind of good though. Not professional though. It does look like a real like it was meant. You know what I mean? Like,
it made it look like ice.
Don't hype yourself up. Don't do that.
It looks sick.
Security guy, come get him off my show. Nah.
That alpha dominant.
Pat, bro, my security, bro.
All right, ask Pat a question. He has to answer one question.
All right, I'll
Huh?
One. Okay, one question. Why do you stand still when you play basketball?
That's a very big question. I don't play defense. I'm like a James Harden, you know.
Except not good.
Yeah, but I can't shoot, you know. I'm pretty trash.
He's alright. He's alright. If he tries, he could be better.
Yeah, no, yeah. If you tried, bro, you'd be wrong because you're the little Asian that nobody would know that dude. Woo, 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 woo.
You'd be like Danny.
You'd be like Boss.
Right.
My friend.
Boss. A boss is cool. A boss is fast as far. I mean, I don't know about
I'll
Danny.
Smack about
I don't know about Danny.
I'll smack Danny too. The guy that was whooping me. Nah. Every time I bring you up, he's like, "Oh, that guy was whooping me."
That's hella funny.
Yeah. I think you're guarding him the first time that he played. That he was giving you that twerk.
I'm cool off this, you.
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes. Currently, he is on break.
A little lunch.
A little lunch, you know. As you came and joined.
All right, where did he get those glasses?
I told you, brother, from Target.
Target?
Yeah.
No, they're not from Target.
They're from Target, from the optical.
You were legally blind?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I was born with a disability, you know, so just couldn't see.
Ow.
So I needed it.
So you were born like that, you said?
Yep.
When did you learn?
What's the disability called?
So I couldn't see shit.
What's the disability called?
Was it like immediately or was it like in middle school and elementary school?
It was in middle school. I couldn't see the fucking board, so I was like, God damn, what the fuck is wrong with me? So
one day you were just at school and then everything just went pitch black.
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
He didn't go blind. He's lying. He said he went like, he just needs glasses.
This motherfucker is retarded.
It is a blind.
Fuck. Okay. Still recording. I thought it stopped recording. I was gonna be like, God damn it, Pat.
Some good content.
Stop touching my motherfucking phone.
Now it's in, bro.
But nah, it's still recording though. So we good.
Hey, you gotta. Oh.
All right. So tell us about why you decided to tie down your shirt.
So my brother, he has Balenciagas, right?
Uh-oh.
And you know how, what, A Boogie.
Shout him out. What's his job? Shout him out.
Huh?
What's his job? Shout him out.
The scholar. Right now. I think, but what does he do right now? Something. He does something. Student. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say.
Shout out school. Shout out education.
He has some Balenciagas. Uh-oh. And you know what A Boogie said? I don't fuck with them Balenciagas because they keep fucking up my socks. Or they keep fucking my socks up.
So what'd you do?
So that means the Balenciagas, his red Balenciagas, make his socks red.
Right.
And then he washed it with my clothes and made all my white shirts a little pink.
So then you had to tie-dye it.
I didn't have to, but I wasn't going to wear them a little pink.
So you had to tie-dye it.
Yeah, so I tie-dyed it. I could have threw them away. Yeah, there's other options. I didn't have to tie-dye.
That was a perfectly good shirt that you could have tie-dyed.
Exactly.
Exactly, motherfucker. What else
I did. I tie-dyed it.
That's funny.
You ever tie-dyed?
Nope. I don't even know how you do it.
You ever tie-dyed?
Tell everybody who's listening to my shit right now the steps on how to tie-dye.
So what I did to my shirt is called the crinkle technique. And you just crinkle up your shirt and you put a bunch of paint on it. Like,
paint.
I put two colors, dark blue and light blue. It's not paint. It is paint. It's like dye. It's tie-dye, you dingus.
Well, okay, so tell people where to buy it. What the fuck?
I bought a kit from Amazon.
Amazon.
But I learned that it's just cheaper to buy the powder and not just get the kit. So I'm just going to start buying powders now.
Okay. Well, nice.
The powders are like 35 cents.
Off Amazon?
Huh?
On Amazon?
I don't know.
Oh, so how long does it take for it to tie-dye immediately?
6 to 5 hours. 5 to 6 hours.
What?
You leave it there. It tie dyes.
In the bucket?
What bucket?
Of tie dye or something?
No, you just leave it in like a fucking. I put it in some over some plastic bags on a table, you know.
Okay. Okay. See, I don't know what you.
You set do. It. You let it set. Like a dumbass. You let it set, and then you go get the bucket, wash it out, make sure that all it's all the paint's washed out, and then give it one more time in the washing machine, and then
you
be
wash
ready.
It in the washing machine?
Yeah, I suggest don't put it in the dryer.
Why?
The first time.
Shrink it.
It wouldn't shrink it. It would just, I think, fuck up the paint. I don't know. They say not to do it the first time.
So the pattern just comes out on its random ass home?
Yeah, it's random.
It comes out whenever, however it wants.
It's random.
Pretty wet.
The other ones I did, the circle technique.
Wait. Well, that's wet. Yeah, freaking, I don't know if there's going to be any kids watching my shit, but here, hold this right quick. I got to fix my backpack loop. Hold this, Pat. The loiterer.
Talk about stuff.
Talk about loitering.
Talk about your ice cream.
Talk about
it's really fun, you know.
What kind of ice cream?
Talk to hellish people.
What kind of ice cream was it? Cookies and cream? You look like cookies and cream, man.
It was some chocolate. Some malted chocolate.
Huh?
Some malted chocolate.
Some what?
Malted chocolate.
Malted chocolate? Yeah. That beer?
Nah. No, bro. Had fucking some malt milk liquor? Or some shit.
Some malt liquor? And then what do you get? Sprinkles on it? Cookies on it?
No, I had it in a cone.
You had it in a cone like a dingus?
Yeah, like a fucking child.
I'm more of a sorbet.
Sorbet?
Sorbet man myself. And or like Italian ice.
I'm more of a sherbet kind of guy. I like the sherbet swirl. I like all the flavors of sherbet. Sherbet's fucking fire.
You can't have too much.
What? Why? You'll die?
The lim- no.
It's well, then.
It gets too much. The lemon, Italian ice.
Fucking guy.
It's delicious.
He just came back kayaking. We're looking at a fucking Volvo, license plate number. No, I'm kidding. With a big ass, like, canoe on it. And it's not like an outdoor Volvo. It's a fucking drive to work and get back home Volvo. All right, guys. Well, you know, that concludes a little small little bit of a podcast. Tune in next time or tonight, later tonight. I'm going to be uploading a little something. So, you know, shout out. Say peace out, loiter.
Peace out, loiter.
No. Oh, God. No. I mean, say bye. Did you hear him? He said, peace out, loiter.
That's killing you right there?
That's killing me, Smalls. All right, so we're signing out of my podcast. Say deuce. It's the supervisor.
It's the supervisor.
Oh, God. These guys are so fucking awkward.
The stupidest thing I've done.
Are you serious right now?
In the podcast.
Yeah. Bye. Why?
I don't know. Some weird shit.
Podcasting is weird?
Some weird shit.
He doesn't know how to socialize, so he thought this was like the weirdest thing he's ever done in his life.
Dude, I'm curious the process of learning to get a podcast.
I mean, I'm like the most unprofessional podcaster. Oh, I'm still recording.
Yeah, but you still.
Do you know Kavi? Yeah.
You keep talking though. You keep the ideas flowing.
I know. That's what. That's to
say.
Well,
you
I didn't.
Got something to say.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I do. You know, I'm 22 minutes in. You want? Tell us about your hockey.
I mean, last year, playing in Sweden, last
nice.
Few years.
How'd you like Sweden? Hashtag free ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm a little confused. I mean, the Swedish jails, like, they have a system over there. Like, the most you can get for any crime in Sweden is 10 years. You can kill 10 people, you get 10 years.
That's as most
like, serial
get.
Killer, 10 years, and then you're out rehabilitation. So it's weird to me that they lock him up because they're so lax. But they will throw you in jail for, like, a joint over there.
Wow. It's called Anchor. Shout out Anchor. You know, it's the easiest, fastest way you can upload a podcast. So, you know, check it out. Download Anchor. All right. Well, I'm signing out.